Hello Leo, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, December the 9th, and the whole week ahead. Mars moves into Scorpio. Now this can cause a few problems, but most of all it means you need to hold your temper and be patient and tolerant of others' shortcomings. We all have our own shortcomings, and if you don't, well, if you aren't more tolerant of others, they will certainly pick on you. The next 2 years brings big changes in home and family affairs. And here's your Sunday stars. A lovely link between Mercury and Uranus is just ideal. Full of bright ideas, a fizzing, brilliant mind. Yes, you have all of these things. But this also gives you a chance to explore new ideas, new possibilities. It's great for travel, especially spur-of-the-moment trips, but it's also good for considering doing something new with your mind and learning something good for you come the new year. And here's your Monday stars. Now, on Saturday, Mars entered Scorpio. Now, this means over the next 6, 7, 8 weeks, there will be changes in home and domestic matters. The most important thing is that you keep the peace at home. You see, Mars can be the planet of war, and you don't want to be waging war between you and other people around you. Use Mars in a positive way by focusing him on the things that you need to do at home. And here's your Tuesday stars. On Saturday, Mars moved into Scorpio, which is a highly inflammable aspect, there's no doubt about it. This transit will bring change. The important thing is that nobody should boss the other person around, because this can mean controlling or domineering stuff that's going on, even psychological or emotional battles that occur between you and someone else. The important thing with this aspect is to focus on doing good and not trying to get revenge or getting one up on somebody around you. Here's your Wednesday stars. Lovely link between the Sun and Mercury, and it's in the sign of Sagittarius. Certainly enables you with Mercury at this moment in time, toing and froing backwards and forwards, not really knowing what to do or where to go, for you to start to consider all kinds of options and possibilities from your love life to your creative flow. It's a big time. Start to think about decisions, but don't actually make them yet. And here's your Thursday stars. If yesterday's stars are all about considering different choices before making a final decision, then today is all about those decisions and choices focusing on home and family affairs. Now, we know that from the beginning of the week, it's the beginning of a new 2 year period in home and family matters. And certainly that is the fact now. But with Jupiter around, you know what? Getting yourself sorted out with some kind of holiday party, festive do, would be just great. And here's your Friday stars, Mercury conjunct Venus in your fifth house. How lovely. This can be anything from booking tickets to your local theatre, to going off somewhere with people that you love, to enjoying the company of all kinds of folks, young or old, and just having a jolly good time. Mercury and Venus together in the fifth house is all about love, and love that comes through talking with others and being with people you love and know.